Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. Generally, when most people hear the words stock tips, they immediately think about someone giving them information on the next hot stock that will take off and make them their first $1 million. However, we as the educated traders know that most hot tips very rarely, if ever, provide any sort of financial gain. If you want to know how to become a successful trader, the only way is to learn how to trade. My first piece of advice to any person new to the world of trading is always invest in your education. In creating wealth, you have to be the pilot of your investment strategy as you are the one who cares most about you. So here are my 5 stock tips. Number 1, take control over your emotions. Trading is 80% psychology and 20% aptitude or skill. It is essential that you have an unemotional attitude towards your trading. In other words, you understand that a win is a win and a loss is a loss, and that is simply how the game of trading works. Too often I see new traders get so caught up in the emotion of a trade that they just about explode, experiencing dizzying euphoria as profits are made to deep blackening depression if a loss is at hand. Great traders simply take the good with the bad and know that trading is a numbers game. They have a tested plan that provides them with more wins than losses, and such losses are kept to a minimum. The key then to controlling your emotions is to have a set of rules to which your trading is bound, and you do not deviate from such rules. In this way, your emotions have no bearing over your trading actions. Another good idea to control emotional involvement in your trading is to only use small positions when you are first starting out. There is no point betting the farm if you don't really know what you are doing. Start small and work your way up. Number 2, learn from trades that did not unfold as you expect. As traders, we all take positions in stocks with certain expectations as to the future unfolding, and on occasions, trades just don't unfold as we first expect. This is simply part of the game. A large part of becoming a successful trader is learning from those trades that do not go so well. I have found that there is a lesson to be learned from every unfavorable trade, whether it be small updates to my trading plan that makes it much more successful on the next occasion, or perhaps something I overlooked in the first place, which would have had me avoid that particular trade. Whatever the case, there is magic in every such trade. Any money that may have been lost on such transactions is simply another investment in your own trading education. Number 3, take a break. A lot of people new to trading believe that to be successful, you must sit in front of the computer all day, every day. However, this is simply not the case. The goal of trading is to create a lifestyle, not make trading your lifestyle. The most successful traders I know take time out from the market on a regular basis to clear the mind and refocus. This is the time that you can enjoy your favourite hobbies or go and spend more time with the family. If you have a fresh mind, you will generally be so surprised with the great success you can have with your trading. Number 4, be risk cautious. There is a saying in trading that you can only control 2 things, when you get in and when you get out. The second point is the most crucial because control over where you get out determines your level of profit or loss. As such, it is crucial as a trader that you cut your losses short and let your profits run. The less you allow yourself to lose on a trade means the less you have to be right to make a great return when trading. Setting a stop loss is crucial here, and we recommend setting a stop loss at somewhere between 10% and 15% of your buy price. This allows the stock enough room to move and also keeps your downside to a minimum. Number 5, follow your rules. And I generally cannot say this enough. Following your rules is what makes or breaks traders. Ask any successful trader and I guarantee they will tell you the key to their success is the fact that they have a solid, back-tested plan that they use time and time again to be profitable. Having a plan takes into consideration every aspect of your trade, including risk, time frame, entry, exit, etc. If you follow your trading plan rules and the tips I've outlined here, you are sure to become a successful trader. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.